Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Open lines, Carson Anderson. I just read the statement from Malik Beasley's attorney. I want to make this perfectly clear. Any avoidance Malik Beasley has in connection with today's developments in the federal gambling arrests has no relationship whatsoever to any alleged or accused cooperation or information provided to the Eastern District in New York. Malik has not and will not cooperate with any pending federal investigations. I'm not a lawyer. Maybe I don't understand the way this is written. This seems really odd. In the court of public opinion, it's okay to say, hey, I haven't talked to anybody about this case, saying I will not cooperate with any federal investigation. Feels like a strange thing for an attorney to say about his client.
It does. It does seem like a strange thing to say.
Yeah. I think my guess, guys, is one, obviously he wants to let everyone know he has nothing, no involvement in this whatsoever. Clearly he says that, right? I think the second part is he didn't get any kind of deal for ratting anybody out. Do you know what I'm saying? So he's basically saying, I've never spoken about this
at all. Maybe he's responding to an accusation that we don't see.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I'm not guilty of anything ever. I didn't get a deal. You know what I mean? I didn't talk to anybody and I won't talk to anybody because I have no involvement in this whatsoever. So he's trying to clear himself completely of everything, even his own case, which means I didn't get some kind of sweetheart deal to rat out this other, allegation going on. So I think that's what that means.
DJ writes in, Doug and Gator, perfect example of sometimes just don't say anything. Yeah. Let's get to your phone calls. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Or actually, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I saw that whole press conference, but before I get to Chauncey, it's obvious why Malik is saying this. I mean, you'd be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life if you got tied into this with the mafia.
That's true.
As far as the press conference, I saw the whole thing. You guys are correct on the terms they used, and they had a term for the stars who played. It was face something. Can't remember the term for them. But the FBI and the attorney general said they absolutely knew what was going on. I don't remember if it said they profited in it, but they absolutely knew that the games were set up, and that's why they're indicted.
Well, that would be very, very disappointing. I have not seen that report today, so we'll take your word for it.
On all the networks. I happen to catch the whole thing.
We've been on the air, so but I haven't seen any tweets saying they knew about it.
There was the card scandal, and then there were prop bet scandals. Yep. The only name I heard that's familiar that was involved in both was Damon Jones. It's the only one that I heard carried over to both.
Yes, we did know that, and we did, again, that we've been on the air. I'm looking for tweets that say Billups absolutely knew. I'm not seeing anybody else reporting that.
It's heartbreaking. I don't know that they specifically said Chauncey knew, but what they said
that's the big thing.
They had a term for the stars that were involved in the games. It was face something, and then the players that didn't know were called fish.
Okay. Look, Kevin, I don't have any reason to doubt you. It might have been said. I feel like one of the reporters that covered this case would have tweeted that Chauncey absolutely knew. And I have not seen that. But again, we're doing a radio show while we're trying to take in this breaking story. So we'll continue to look for it. Jay in White Lake, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jay.
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
For the guy, your last caller, Kevin, the term they used, because I watched the press conference too, the term they used for Billups was what they called a face card. He was a face card. He was a king or a queen or whatever, I guess they were insinuating.
Okay.
I personally think that the statement that Beasley and his attorney put out, I, to be honest, I think it made a lot of sense. I think he's got an attorney who's trying to get in front of the eight ball by saying, all right, if there's going to be any direct or indirect correlation or connection with the timing and Beasley, what he's been going through, just in case anybody wants to try and make some kind of connection, his name is not being spoken, not because he gave up any information, but because he has completely nothing to do with this, hasn't spoken to anybody, won't speak to anybody, and is completely removed from it. I think that's all they were doing was trying to get ahead of any speculation that may come. When you guys read that, that was my first thought. I thought, well, that's pretty sharp, in my mind.
Another news, I'm not going to talk to you about it because I clearly have nothing to do with it. Yes, Chauncey Billups was used as a tweet I see that was used as a face card to lure fish into illegal and rigged poker games.
Who is that from?
John Canzano.
And he does not say that Chauncey
doesn't
knew.
Say that he knew. It's just a statement that says he was used. That he was used.
Here's the thing that would suck. It would be, Chauncey, we're going to pay you to come play cards with big spenders. You're the lure to play cards with a famous former professional athlete. Okay, cool. Shows up, gets paid, gambles a little bit, walks out.
Right. Yeah, we give him 15 grand worth of chips each time you come out. Whatever.
Gets to do it a little bit more, walks out, and then wait, they were doing what? Like, that's the part. If Chauncey is as stunned today as anybody, he may say that as a defense, but I have not seen that Chauncey was part of the masterminding the scheme or knew about it.
No, we haven't seen that link, and I'm waiting to see that because obviously he's a beloved figure in town, and you don't want to think the worst of somebody.
No, but the other side is he did know, and he did this willingly he was arrested.
I hope
that's the part that I don't want to believe in until we find out that's exactly what happened. That he knew he was in on it. He knew what was going on. He went along with it. You know, there's a lot to still be uncovered with it, but it is quite possible that he was simply approached and said, "Hey, we want to use you as somebody that, you know, you're a celebrity, so we want to use you and your name and your stature to bring other players to the table. People want to play poker next to Chauncey Billups. Is that okay with you?" Sure. Sounds good. And that might be the end of it. May not be. Probably isn't. But that's why you let this thing
play out. I'm not sure
you
get arrested if they don't know, but again,
if you're part of it.
Yeah. Bill, you're next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I think it was smart in a couple of ways for his lawyer to make that statement. And like you said, like Kang said, too, hey, I'm not the rat, I'm not the rat, Frank, So
could be.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons because, you don't want to be looked at, as you rat it out. Your boys or whatever, something like that. But it's obvious that they wouldn't, I would think the prosecution.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk, crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It sounds like they've been working on this case for a long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they wouldn't have charged Chauncey with money laundering unless they knew he was in on it. I mean, the mob's laundering money through Chauncey Billups, and they think Chauncey knew about it. They wouldn't have charged him. That's really about it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the best. I hope the best. I hope he associated with some bad people and it got him in this thing. And that's the end of it. But you know, he's suspended. He got arrested. I don't want to assume the worst, but it's hard not to draw that conclusion, but we're not going to do that. 248-539-9797. Tony in Plymouth, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hi. I think we figured out the lawyer's statement, but it's an emphatic statement of innocence. The only reason you're in a position to cooperate or, quote-unquote, snitch, as you said earlier, is if you're looking for a deal. And he's saying, we're not talking to him because we don't need a deal. He didn't do anything. So it might have been a little inarticulate, but that's what they're saying.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Tony. 248-539-9797. Jay is in Farmington Hills. And next. Hi, Jay.
Fellas, how you doing today?
All right, Jay.
I think you're missing a whole... I think potentially there could be a whole other aspect of this that nobody is really even considering, and that's Cosa Nostra, the mafia. They're going to maximize their profits. What they're going to do is, and I don't even know if Chauncey Billups knew what was happening, but let's just say that, hypothetically, that a lot of these guys got in heavy gambling debt.
Yeah.
$500,000, $1 million. Let's just say maybe that Carmine shows up next and he goes, hey, Chauncey, you know, you got a lot of connections with the NBA. Could you give me a little information that might help prop up our NBA operation?
Jay, he's not, there's a whole other aspect to this case, and that is the Terry Rozier and the Jonte Porter and Damon Jones. They were in the point shaving part of it. Chauncey is just the illegal gambling. It's all started with the mafia, but apparently there's no ties between Chauncey, but there's ties between the three players doing this.
I just think that these guys, these mafia people, they don't play around.
No,
and I wouldn't have put anything past them.
No, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with this case. Brian is next. Hello, Brian.
How you doing?
Good.
So my take, I've been in law enforcement for 36 years, and I would say as soon as I heard that statement from Malik Beasley, I'm thinking he's telling the mob, I had nothing to do with this, and I will not cooperate with them.
Yeah.
Because witnesses for the mafia or against the mafia have a habit of disappearing. That's my take.
I can't believe these are real conversations we're having on this show. I can't believe that we're because you're probably right, and we've all seen movies, but I feel like the timeline, we are in a movie timeline right now. We are living a script in this story right now. 248-539-9797. We'll talk some NFL next. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.